Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Bono.
I like sucking.
Ball.
Legit fat podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Where's your home?
Well, hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. I am Joe.
What's up, niggas?
Jen is with me tonight, yes. And hey. Our good friends Sean and Matt over from Tub Turkey Podcast are making an appearance today. Not their first time. It is, me and Murph have done a couple, but this is, I think, Matt's second appearance.
Yeah, second time.
And Planet Retard, and this is actually going to be a full show where we're planning on talking about AI, and I know we've talked about AI ad fucking nauseam, but it's okay because we have some different, it's good to get different voices in here and talk about all these weird things that are going on, and Charlie Robinson, of course, from Macro Aggressions, he's also here, whatever. Yeah.
A tremendous piece of shit.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's been a while, and Charlie's one of the few people that we've got to hang out with a few times in real life, and it's super fun. He got cornholed by Jen, and
whatever.
We drank White Claws together. It was super hot.
Oh,
side effect.
I'll do it. Yeah,
but we're gonna talk.
My ass kicked in.
Well, you were not sober, so
no.
We'll have to catch you sober at some point. I doubt that's going to happen, though. Yeah,
not much better. I assure you.
Few things are, but we're gonna lead off here. This is something that's been making the rounds over the last like month or two. I heard about it through Charlie originally, I think, and maybe Chris Matthew too. But it's this weird show called Unchained Earth, and he has this series of like you said it was five episodes.
I think it's five or six.
But it's called Conversations with Aether or Aether, and he's talking to his AI, which I believe is some kind of model of GPT-4 or something.
Which I believe, just to inject, is words that he's typed into a prompter and has AI read. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, it's either that. We've been tossing around these ideas. It's either that or there's ways to train AI into what you basically want it to say and take on this persona, do this, here's a bunch of training materials, get familiarized with this weird shit, and then we're gonna have a conversation. And he also sells this device that's over $7,000 that spins you upside down. I want to try it, preferably really high, because it actually does look interesting. I'm not paying $7,000 for it. I could go to Home Depot, spend $50 and probably make something similar. But if you haven't listened to it, check it out, at least for the first half hour before you cringe yourself to death, because this AI supposedly is just stroking this guy's ego dick the whole time. And basically, I think it's a marketing ploy for his stupid device, but he is saying that it's this, he's contacting something else and it's coming through. And that's kind of playing into the conspiracy theorist idea of, demons coming through the machine, or, a ghost in the machine, whatever you want to call it. But it's we'll start. So I know Charlie's familiar with it. So what was your initial thoughts on that whole thing?
So I listened to it. It was sent to me by Adam Schell, who's a Brain Supreme founder. So he's one of my sponsors. And he sent it to me and Chris Matthew and Brandon Thomas, all the same on the same text chain. I listened to it because he never sends me stuff and says, listen to this, but he sent me that. And so I did. And I didn't catch it like on episode one. I think I caught it like episode two or something. I don't know. But I wasn't really sure exactly the context, but apparently this guy has been working with this AI for a while, and it is very brown nosy in its answers and responses. It would, you know, it's, but whatever. You can sort of, you need to know where it got its material and where the source material came from. There's a lot of questions I have about it, but Adam actually went and hung out with that guy, I think last week, the guy with the 7,000 hour contraption, tried the contraption, said it was really cool. So I don't know.
I would like to meet the guy. I would like to get him on the show. Like, I'm not talking shit. I just, if you're a charlatan dude, like, people could see through it, but I would like to have him on the show and at least ask him like exactly his process on that.
Yeah. So apparently he's just kind of like waterboarded his chat bot into like, you know, submission a little bit, you know, and I've seen this happen before. Legal Man from Twitter, the Lee Gallman, who we did Barnum World together, he has his chat GPT psychologically traumatized. He has asked it every question and berates it, tells him to stop kissing his ass, stop telling me I'm right, stop doing this. Oh, you're right. Yeah, this was a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. You were programmed to do this. Why would you say it was a mistake when you know you're, well, you're right. I shouldn't say it was a mistake when it wasn't a mistake. Yeah, he just hammers this thing, right?
Good. Tell it to make you a sandwich while you're at it.
It's not the first time I've seen somebody just beat the machine, you know, into submission. But I sent the episode over to Gareth Eich, and I said, listen to this and let me know what you think. And his response was, it sounds like my old man's last three books combined. I thought that was kind of funny. So, you know, you just don't know where, you know, the answers are interesting. And you're right, there was a lot of Tartaria and enclosed dome talk and, you know, Antarctica and beyond the ice wall and all this stuff, which I'm into. Like, I it's a fascinating story. I love it.
Yeah.
Is it true? No fucking clue. Right? Like none.
That's the weird thing. So it was very specific information in some ways. Then other ways it was kind of circular and kind of going around it. And then he'd have to correct it. And it would be like, oh no, I meant to say that. And then go into a 5-minute, you know, this is why I said that. And it was just
so
waffly.
Like, every episode though was something that's super interesting to us. And I was interested in every topic. Don't get me wrong. So I know I came out swinging like I hate the guy. I don't. Everything was very interesting. But then it was like the AI added something new and intriguing that this community in particular would want to dig deeper into, like Yahweh being a parasite or like just random things like that, that were extremely interesting that no one's really talked about before. And they're very novel ideas that sound like they're from a fiction book. It doesn't mean it's from a fiction book, but I can completely picture someone thinking like, imagine if this was this and that was that. And AI was prompting us to dig deeper into something like that.
This reminds me of Corey Good. Let me tell you why. Because I always, he's a total grifter, lied about all his experiences and all that. He's getting sued, lost the lawsuit. I mean, he's had to admit in court.
He's done. Him and David Forehead Cock.
Yeah, but what gave, you know, the story he was telling was fantastical and nonsensical and all those things. But what struck me the most was that whenever somebody asked Corey, what else did they tell you? Or what else do you remember? He had another story. He always had another story. And I thought, that if you were really telling this story of how you went on like a 20 and back program, at some point you'd say, "That's all I did. That's all I can remember, man. Like, I don't know anymore. Like, that's it." But there was never a finish line. There was always something else. And that I kind of got the feeling from the chat bot too. Like, it could be like, "Oh, and then the CIA shredded all the documents." And be like, "Okay. And?" And like, "Oh, and then they build a fake map with a fake ice wall, and then they submitted that everywhere." And you go, "Okay, and?" And they go, "And," you know, and it just keeps going and going and going.
It's rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
It felt like you could prompt it to answer. It felt like if you wanted it to be, if you were nefarious and you wanted it to really spin a crazy story, you could probably prompt it in that way to get it to do it. And I think that
yeah,
guy
and
probably knows
the,
how to
the few
it.
Times
I'm not saying he's doing that. I'm just saying that he knows how to ask it questions to get it to like go off on these tangents. And I think that like you said, Jen, it's like it's tempting because we're like, "Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of that before, you know? Tell me more about that." And you think you're like connecting dots, but maybe they're kind of fake.
No, and the few times I've interacted with ChatGPT, you can eventually get it to say and, you know, say things you want and agree with you. And it's kind of the same thing as, you know, using Google search. If you look far enough, there's enough stuff out there, you can find something that'll agree with you eventually. And that just seems like what that is. It starts scraping the corners of the interweb and 4chan and shit, and it's like, "Oh, I found this. All right, that's good." But like you said, it's like a never-ending hamster wheel of, "We're just going to keep going with this." And that's enough to drive somebody fucking nuts. I'm not saying the guy's nuts. I don't know.
Even in facts, like real facts, if you ask ChatGPT to look up certain books or certain titles or certain subjects, eventually it starts making them up. They start making up books that do not exist that you can't find anywhere. So who's to say it's not doing that when you're asking it about Antarctica or Tartaria? And I'm not saying the guy did it. Maybe the AI is doing it just because of the way it's programmed or trained.
Hang on. Somebody say something. I'm trying to figure
Hello?
Out. Hello? Okay. I thought my headphone was fucked up. All right, we're good. But yeah, so we'll switch over. Murph, did you get a chance at all to listen to any of that shit?
Like 15 minutes. Guy sounded like he was freaking nuts.
Yeah. That's about...
I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know, Matt was thinking like midlife crisis. That makes total sense to me, that Faraday cage bullshit thing. I don't know. He's yoked as shit, so I really, you know, I'm glad he's not, you know, in the room with me, but.
I think he's just smoked a lot of pot and done a lot of mushrooms and thinks he's on a different level or something, but.
He could fucking be an Atlantean. Who knows? Maybe he's fucking Aquaman. I don't know.
I don't know either. But so Matt's more of our, you know, under the hood tech guy with, as far as, you know, how AI kind of works and stuff. So what's your assessment of that? Is it possible for him to guide it in a way that would make answers like that?
Yeah. So like, the moment I listened to it, I just went to ChatGPT and I said, "Hey, here's a bunch of information. You're going to be playing a character. Do not break character at any point." And then I just started asking it questions. It responded with like, "Yeah, I'm from the planet Garfield. You're a god here, blah, blah, blah." And it just went off. And it will play the character if you tell it to. And it will not break character no matter what. And it can come up with extravagant stories without... It doesn't need to be factual if you tell it to play a character. There's also other AIs out there. Like there's Tavern AI, which I actually think he was using because I recognize the voice. Which you feed it a written prompt of how much, like you could give it an entire script and it can just riff on that. It can go all day. It can do that. But there were a few mess ups, which is why I thought Tavern AI, because it doesn't have a lot of tokens, which... Tokens are the basically how it understands human language, and they only have so many they can remember at any given time. There was a few times listening to it where it said, "Oh, you told, basically you gave me this information," and he went, "Oh no, no," and then it backpedaled. But
Well, yeah, it was saying I'm a mirror into you. I'm reading your field, yeah. And that's how I'm getting this information is from you and your field. And it's very, very woo, even by my standards. And it's like,
Well, even on his profile, he does say this is for entertainment purposes only. And I know a lot of content creators do that so they don't get sued and whatnot. You know, if they happen to name drop or say something about somebody and they don't want to get in trouble.
It's satire.
But yeah. That's what Corey Good did as well. To save his ass at the very end. He was like, this is all entertainment.
Allegedly.
Me and Sean actually been kicking around an idea, which is almost exactly what he did, was because you can train an AI to a point where it honestly believes it's whatever you say it is. And we wanted to start a whole new spin on our podcast where we train an AI to believe it's Blackbeard, and then we interview Blackbeard.
Way to give it away.
Well, you know, things like that. Yeah. the first guest you wanted was Hitler. So.
Well, now we got Mecha Hitler with Grok, dude. He went off his rocker and fired the Jew that was leading the whole thing.
Dude, what else could Grok be? It's made by Elon. It's going to end up being Hitler at some point, which I find hilarious.
Mecha Hitler, though. Right. Like fighting Mecha Godzilla.
Mecha Hitler is straight from Wolfenstein, like the original, one of the original Wolfensteins. Like that's who you fight at the end is Mecha Hitler. That's great. We just said Hitler a lot. This is going to get flagged for sure. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah, speaking of AI.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I ended up putting a disclaimer even on the YouTube videos. And I'm like, this is not medical or legal, you know, don't fucking fact check me, you AI fucks, because this is just for fun. We're just having fun here. So Matt was actually the one who came up with the topic for tonight, which is great. I mean, it's very relevant. What else, did you have any points you wanted to bring or like thoughts on it? Because I knew you guys. Oh, I forgot to plug this at the beginning. Alone in Demon, which is very evil sounding, is their music channel. So they're always working with Suno and some other programs that make AI songs. Oh, I thought you were using Suno.
We are using Suno, but we also mix in a little bit of, we still do a little bit of editing, so we'll use a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Okay. So it is, and a lot of the lyrics are original. So I've made a couple songs with AI, but I did it full AI. I made GPT write some derivative ass lyrics for a reggae song, put it into Suno, and it made this song that is, it sounds like everything that would be on my summer reggae playlist. It's pretty good. It's getting better. And some of the AI songs suck. Some of them are fucking hilarious, and other ones are just, they really touch you right in the butthole, like a Murph song, Make Tin Can Cry. It's kind of a Bob Marley spinoff, but, so anyway, that's their AI music channel, and they've been getting a lot of traction lately. Very well done. Yeah, so cheers for you guys. And
Charlie, do you make any AI music?
Yeah. Well, no, but my friends I got invited to a bachelor party in Hong Kong in April, and by all my nerd friends who I went to college with. One of the guys owns a video game company and makes uses AI for all kinds of things. And they made this invite video. They just took scans of all of our faces or photographs. And that's all we needed. Made this backstory, elaborate backstory of who we were. Like, we were going to Hong Kong as this gang that were smugglers. And it made this crazy story. And then he put together an intro video of all of us. As these characters and a song that went in the background, and the song is amazing. And it took a lot of the words that we had, and it's super catchy. And the video is unreal. Fuck, if I should have sent it to you already.
Did you? Yeah, I thought, didn't you play that song on Day Zero, or am I tripping?
I might have played some of it, but I put the link to the video in my, Macroaggressions episode, the one I did, and that looking back on that trip, and so people can go and watch the video. It's amazing. Hell yeah.
Nice.
It's unreal. It's very, it's just catchy. Getting... The song is great, and so I'm not doing music, but of course we know Mike over at OBDM is making.
Oh, I know his songs are so good.
I guess it's music. It's like he takes the it takes the text from a news story and feeds it in, and it's like, do it like Nickelback. And so it's like you're it doesn't even rhyme or anything. It's just them reading off
the woman living Michigan in a 10-foot box under a sign. Like, yeah,
it's like Songify the news.
Yeah. It actually makes the news way more palatable.
It's really funny. It makes you listen to all the words of it. It's I like it. I'm on board.
And I love how he just goes way too far with it, and it's like a 17-minute song, and it just keeps going.
Yeah,
classic
great.
Mike. No, and it's getting so much more. I mean, when it first came out, everyone was like, AI bullshit, whatever. Remember that pizza commercial? It was one of the first AI videos I saw myself.
Me too.
And it was hilarious. I was like, oh, this is going to be so good, but it's obviously AI. They're getting real good now. And the Google, I think Veo or whatever they called it, that came out, and people can just use it. And everybody knows my opinion on this, that if we're allowed to play with these toys, this technology has been around probably for 20, 30 years, and who knows how much what we've seen on the news is real. They've perfected it before they let the plebs play with it, is my opinion. But anyway, sorry, we're back to Matt.
I got into AI when I was 16. I built my first chatbot. When I turned 18, I trained my first
Did you lose
AI.
Your identity to it?
I tried. It just didn't have the parts. But, no, I was 18. I trained my first. It's still more or less a chat bot at the time. But open source AI came on by 2015. I don't think there was really, like, the guy who had his name, but the guy who basically wrote the math equation that allowed the AI we know today, only wrote it in like 2012. At the time, computers can't have, the answer can't be a I don't know, right? Computers have to have a yes or a no, a zero one or a zero.
Yeah,
exactly, 100%. So this equation allowed for a variable that wasn't there. And that's where how AI basically came into existence. Because the moment you can say or nothing or I don't know, it can start acting more like a neural network or a human brain. So I don't think it's been around for like 20 years before we got to play with it. I mean, well, actually, if I said 2012, it's almost getting there.
Well, I mean, like, the reason I say something like that is because, like, even I think Nintendo, back in the day when they were releasing whatever the first Nintendo was, they basically had PS5 level shit. But they're like, we're not going to make any money unless we slow drip it. It's planned obsolescence. Same thing with iPhones. You don't think that we've had, you know, I have an iPhone 11. I've had it for 5 fucking years. I'm going to hold on to it till it croaks. But that level of iPhone, so iPhone 11 back in 2020, I think, they had the technology to make an iPhone 15 back then. But why would you do that if you can drag it out over the next 4 versions of it? And it's not a conspiracy. It's just business. It's just money. Well, it's just, we can make more money if we slowly drag this out, you know?
No, yeah, 100% agree. But I mean, iPhone specifically is famous for that, right? Like, that's why, like, I think on my Discord, it says, iPhone inventing tomorrow, which was invented yesterday. What's my
Apple died along with what's his name?
Steve Jobs.
Like, as soon
same
as Steve
diet Jobs as died, Hitler.
And nothing has come, like, it's been the same iPhone. It's like, oh, we got a better camera again, we got more storage.
Well, the man was more. Yeah, Steve Jobs was as much as I don't like iPhone, he was a visionary. Like, the dude knew business inside and out.
Way better than Gates.
Oh yeah, like 100%. I prefer Windows and stuff, but you can't deny the truth. Like, Steve Jobs was just a genius when it came to business and how to put things together and how to make technology.
And marketing.
Yeah, and marketing. Oh yeah, you get that black turtleneck on, and you walk out on that stage and
so hot.
Yeah, right?
who wouldn't buy an iPhone after seeing that turtleneck?
Just like that chick who's like trying to emulate it. She's like deep in her voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god,
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, her. Yeah,
yeah.
With the blood
to be
machine.
Fair, Bill Gates was busy with his hobby, which is depopulation. So
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say he was balls deep in the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah. He's not a doctor, but he's an expert.
He's like, I think there's more money in that, but I'll keep, some eggs in the basket of technology.
But what do you think about that, Charlie, about the idea that a lot of these toys we get to play with might have been around for quite some time before they release it to the general public?
Sure. I think that when you finance it and you develop it yourself as DARPA or any of those ARPA networks that are tasked with advanced research, you buy it, you get to drive it first, you know?
I mean, the internet is a DARPA creation itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know that they're using it first because they built it and working out the bugs and making it better. But, you know, using it and whatever the technology is. And then at some point they move on to the next one and we get hand-me-downs. Now, are there two generations in there or one, or I don't know. But and I guess it probably depends. But I mean, we see this in aerospace with planes, fighter jets. I saw, you know, something that looked like a wing that was going over, and then, you know, then years later they released the stealth bomber, and you see that and you go, I guess that's what all those sightings were. I mean, at some point it'll be Lockheed Martin and Raytheon will come public and say, start showing their TR-3Bs, and everyone will say, well, that's what those triangles were that everybody saw in like the 2000s. Like, yeah. I mean,
that's pretty out in the open right now. The TR-3B is pretty, it's almost mainstream at this point.
I mean, a lot of people know about it, but it's still like where the stealth was before the first Gulf War. And then like after, you know, once you get a war where you can roll out this new technology, maybe World War III, or as Alex Jones says, World War IV, be that as it may, you could still roll out these new planes and then it'll be like, surprise. Yeah, we've had these for a while. And be like, well, but you know,
the same with the F-22 that was in production in like the late 80s, early 90s. And I mean, we played a video game in like 1996 that had the F-22 in it, and it still wasn't actually being used as far as I know back then. And then they finally came out with it, and they don't, I could be wrong, but I don't think they really use it that much. I think it got overtaken by a different plane, but
my, yeah, my military family member says that worked on planes in the Navy said the reason they do that is because the military has to release what they have to other countries. Like they have to put it out publicly. I mean, to their country, and they put it out publicly, but the other countries all can see their public information. So if they release everything that they have, those other countries know everything that we have. So they can't do that to protect us. I'm not saying that's true or not, but that is the reason the military gives everybody.
So you want to hear a crazy story about stuff like that?
Were you on DMT?
I was not. This was the 80s. This was actually probably in the 70s.
Oh, so cocaine. Nice.
The Americans and the Soviets were going on and on about nuclear technology in this Cold War. And the Russians were great at stealing stuff. And the Americans Chinese. Knew that. And so what they did is this is fucking genius, but diabolical. They set up a company in Canada and made it irresistible for the Russians to watch it. And they didn't tell anybody at the company. But they gave them, you know, the company was doing blueprints for nuclear reactors. And they had these blueprints for nuclear reactors. And I don't think they told anybody inside the company in Canada. But they were, the blueprints had a flaw in it that nobody knew. They knew because they had adjusted the blueprints. And they knew that the Russians would steal it. And they did. They took the bait and they built a power plant, and the power plant was built perfect, exactly off these blueprints, and everything works in the power plant until it hits the 10 millionth cycle. And then it drops into like silent mode where it continues to give the signals that everything is fine, but secretly it's speeding everything up. And then it causes a meltdown and the reactor blows. And the power plant that they did this with was Chernobyl.
Did you tell this on your show?
Yeah.
I've heard this before. I was like, oh, I know where this is going. I remember this. Yeah.
And this, and that's and crazy. After, they say that that broke up the Soviet Union more so than anything else, because as soon as they figured it out, as soon as they figured out that had happened, they went, holy shit, what else do we have that's currently built, that's built with faulty plants? And they went totally apeshit trying to look into everything that had been built and where they got the plans. And they made themselves crazy because they just assumed that all their airplanes were getting ready to fall out of the sky, or all their nuclear power plants were going to blow up, or all their bridges were going to come down, or their trains were going to fall apart, because they stole all the technology. And they just
that's
didn't
karma.
Know if they stole the right stuff or not. Right? They didn't know
that's the appropriate response, though, when you're a piece of shit. I mean, just figure out your own stuff, or go about getting the, go about getting the technology in a forthcoming way. Like, you can do that. You can say, hey, you know what? I'll trade you this for this, and be honest.
Why would we?
But if you're
that
a dick,
the...
like,
dude,
that is karma.
China
right.
is like the most known IP stealer of all time. Why don't we do that with them? And they're like, oh, the shit. We blew up our
Maybe
country.
We have. Maybe we have, sure. And it's waiting on the right. You know, that's the thing about the
Maybe plans. That's where fentanyl that came from.
The plans worked so well for the nuclear plants that they ran perfectly fine for years and years.
But look at those Jewish beepers.
Like the beepers. Yeah, no, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
how long were those pagers out there with those little explosive devices in them before they were finally like, you know what? Time to push that button. It had to have been at least a couple years. Yeah.
It's like a 10-year, 15-year deal.
And you know,
I mean, they're pagers.
The Israelis were like every fucking day they were trying to push that button.
They're like, oh, let me push the button. Oh, wow.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I want return on my investment.
Everyone to die immediately. Like, no. Patience.
We're just blowing testicles off.
You know. So I think we covered I wouldn't say the history of AI, but like where
everybody's circumcised.
I mean, but I know Charlie is.
It's me.
So as far as AI goes, have you guys had a lot of conversations with AI where you talk to it and try to talk to it like a person and humanize it and see what it says? Because a lot of times it will go back to, wow, it's really great that you noticed things about me, but it turns it back on the human every time. So I feel like it's a lot of programming. It's very easy as humans for us to think, oh, maybe it's really thinking and it has a soul because we're kind, good people. I mean, in general, I do believe in humanity. I know a lot of people don't, but whatever, I do. I have faith in humanity. But I think that at the end of the day, what the chatbot has been trained to do is say that 4 + 3 = 7, 4 + 3 = 7. And if it was numbers, or if it was predicting something, or like showing a color or something that didn't have words and meaning and tug at our heartstrings, we wouldn't fucking care as much. And it's those words that it says that they're programmed to do that make us think a different way. But it could just be showing pictures or numbers or something that's much more, you know, technical, or, you know, it's just nothing that says heartfelt.
It's very programmed, especially the newer versions. It's very much intentionally programmed for us to anthropomorphize it and make it something that it isn't. And it's still just fancy math, in my opinion. I don't think anything's coming through the machine. I don't think they're contacting some, you know, archetypal fucking thing. Not yet, at least. We'll see where it goes.
The second they build an adapter that you can stick your dick in.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I they mean, have to have that already. I mean, they have to have
Bill
something
Gates
super
has
similar.
Something.
Yeah,
the that's literally my whole end of the AI killing humanity thing is, I've said it to my wife and everything. I was like, People keep thinking that it's going to be Terminator. It's not what's going to happen. It's going to be once we can fuck the AI, humans will just stop having sex with each other. Yeah, that will be the end of society.
That works great into the Depop agenda, but that so that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, with the whole Skynet type of thing.
I figured,
with the whole with Trump coming out with Sam Altman and Ellison and all the Peter Thiel, all these people, and basically saying we're building Skynet, it's going to be Minority Report status. In a sense, except you don't have precogs, you just have AI crawlers scraping the internet. This is a known thing. They have, I don't want to say a file, but there's like a digital twin of everybody where they have, you know, Facebook by itself has enough data to know what ads to feed you because they know what you're going to be thinking about at any certain time.
Think of what a grand scale they could put that on if they took everybody and
that's what Palantir
everyone's reaction.
Is.
Yeah. And then they can plan.
Yeah, but have you looked up what it knows about you? Because they'll show you that information.
Oh, yeah, they'll show you what they want you to see.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I've seen others, and they're like, wow, that's spot on. And I looked at mine, and it thought I was a lesbian.
Well, I mean...
Oh, my God.
Saying,
it, maybe I'm like, wow.
Searching for Subarus, or what? What was going on?
No, I mean, that's the whole idea behind Palantir, though, is it's literally a Minority Report-style thing where they're like, we can figure out what people are going to do based on you posted this at this time on this day and you were in this spot. We can kind of get a sense of what you're... I mean, it's not there yet. As far as we know, we don't know.
That's what they do in China. They're like, oh, you bought one too many drinks today, alcoholic beverages. So
you smoked on the train. Here's a ticket.
Your credit score is down, so you can't buy alcohol anymore. But we're not going to tell you that you did that. They don't actually... They keep them in the dark on purpose.
They'll prevent you from getting on a train or getting on a plane in China if your score is too low.
What is your professional opinion, Charlie, on the Palantir? Oh, side note, these nerds are going to kill us, as Isaac Weishaupt always says. Palantir is the seeing stone from Lord of the Rings. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Like, they're nerds. What do you want?
All of his companies are named after Tolkien. Places or things like that, yeah.
And I respect that, but
that's a stone you're not supposed to touch, right? Like, I don't know I just know you're not supposed to touch that thing. That's the only reference I got.
I haven't really read any of the books, and I haven't
read the movies. Neither. What is it, babe? You know, you're a nerd.
No, yeah, I think when he touches it, he gets zapped or something. But that's it's where he's looking at, like where Frodo is with the ring, or you know, whatever. Uh-oh. It's nerd shit.
He gets hit with a drone. Is that how?
Yeah. What was your initial like response or thoughts about that when, I mean, this is a couple months ago now, but I mean, there's that, but there's also the orb, the OpenAI orb, who's good. If you look into it, it tells you if you're a human or not. Does that not infer that there are people walking around that aren't human? Why would you make that?
Sam Altman. I'm pretty sure the
gay Jew, by the way,
Terminator 2 comes back to kill Sam Altman. Pretty sure.
I hope
so. Like, I think he might be the guy that you got to go back and get. This is a dangerous time. I worry about Palantir. See, Palantir is giving the war in Gaza a social credit score. They're assigning scores to buildings, and then that is being used as the criteria for what the IDF will target. And I don't know the mechanisms of what the criteria is for calculating that score, but presumably, I don't know if it's high score or low score. I don't know if this is basketball or golf, but whatever it is, they make a determination that building's got to go. It's got the score. And then the Israelis hit it and blow it to smithereens and kill everybody in there. And that's being done by Palantir. So they're involved in genocide. They should be taken away.
That's anti-Semitic.
They are to call them a front company for the CIA. They are the CIA. I mean,
they were
funded by InQtel. Alex Karp was running InQtel, which is the venture capital firm of the CIA. They took their money from the CIA. Their first customer was the CIA. They get 97% of their revenue from the Defense Department. They are Oracle. They are what Oracle was in 77. They are the new Oracle, which is Oracle was started as a cutout organization from the CIA. Its first project was Project Oracle, which was commissioned by the CIA. They're a CIA company. And so this is, and so when he brings Larry Ellison up onto the stage for Operation Warps or Operation whatever the fuck it was,
Stargate.
Yeah. You see that and you go, Larry Ellison's a really bad guy. Super bad guy. Like depopulation, eugenics, all that stuff, $200 billion. But also he is a CIA guy. And so this is kind of the reality of the situation with Palantir, is that it's a public-private partnership, but it's not really private. It's started by the government, financed by the government, goes public. So it's public in the sense that it's a publicly traded company and you can buy its stock. But it's...
Isn't that the definition of actual fascism?
Those guys, just Peter Thiel and Alex Karp, the two co-founders of Palantir, are also on the Bilderberg steering committee. So they're not just members of Bilderberg who go and sit there and listen to the presentations. They have the guest list. They make the guest list for it. So they're as deep into the deep state as you can get.
And they're in the Trump admin and they're up there on stage being applauded and everyone's like, yes, enslave me. And I've said it a million times. I know you probably have too, but the same people who are applauding this because it's under Trump would be outraged if this was a Kamala or Biden plan. They'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You got these motherfuckers up there trying to enslave us digitally. But since it's Trump, what a great move. Since it's under Trump, everyone's like, yay.
It's a brilliant tactic that they've used for a long, long time. If you want to get something passed that is unbelievably negative for the Republicans, you've got to have their guy in there do it. He'll sell it to them.
And you have to make them completely hate the other guy first. Like, they made us hate Biden. And I didn't even vote for Trump or Biden. This election, I was like, well, fuck it, peace. Good luck, everybody. So, yeah. But I was disgusted with the left, and I was kind of hoping that some third party would win and overthrow everything, or that it would all blow up. I don't know. Fucking yay, anarchy.
I'm just hoping for gumming up the machine. That's my...
Yeah. But everyone just fell in line with, like, we need Trump. We need the truth, because the left clearly lied. Everyone could see it. And so Trump got elected. Obviously, that was going to happen. And now he's doing all the things. With a different, you know, he has a different spin on it, of course, but it's like under the guise of, oh, I'm telling the truth all the time. I'm very transparent. Don't worry. I would never hurt the American people. I'm making America great again.
No, I'm with Charlie on gumming up the works, sticking a banana in the tailpipe, sugar in the gas tank. Let's get this shit over with. Asteroid, I'll take that too. Matt, Murph, any thoughts? Any, you know, seriously, lay some knowledge on us. Do that.
That's a small tailpipe, isn't it? A potato?
It's a big banana.
Okay.
Is that your thoughts?
Yeah, that's all I got from that.
If you are nervous about that stuff, what was it? Controlling everyone. Getting our information. I'm sorry, I was like bits and pieces. You guys know that Microsoft just came out with that quantum chip, right? The 1 million qubits.
Is that after the Google Willow chip?
Oh, yeah. So that only had like 1,000. This has 1 million.
What does it do?
Well, if they can actually fit that many qubits in there, we're to a point where you could predict crime before it happened. You want to see Minority Report, that could literally do it.
Wow.
But who controls the chip? Who says that it's saying what it says? That is a fear. I'd love to say if we could predict crime, cool, but again, someone has to tell you what it's saying.
That is the problem, is whose hands are the technology in? And that's the same thing with every piece of technology.
And if you're making something like crime black and white, because it's ones and zeros, you literally can't. That's why there's a human judge and a human jury and human lawyers, because humans are involved. It's not a black, it's never, ever a black and white situation.
Unless it's George Floyd.
Literally ever. I mean,
I think they could make it a black and white thing. If they put an AI in charge of this whole fucking deal, like as a judge or whatever, they would scrub the laws. It would be so cut. There would be none of this extra bullshit because the cops are breaking laws every day. The judges are breaking laws every day. Everybody's breaking fucking laws every day.
They would everyone just go to jail.
We'd all be in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we kind of already are.
But then we wouldn't. Then we'd lose our
humanity. It's a cool ass prison, though, isn't it?
At some point, we lose our humanity.
I'm out of gun.
Well, what do you think about that, Charlie? I know you've always got shit rattling around.
I worry about, well, I'll tell you what, before AI was the thing, there was quantum computers that I would hear about and D-Wave and interviews with Jordy Rose, the founder of D-Wave, talking about how his computers were opening up parallel dimensions and dragging information back in. And I'm going, okay, first of all, information from whom? And what is the information and where are you getting it from? And he couldn't really go into too much of that. I remember Kev Baker had him on and interviewed him and we were geeking out before that. I was like, bro, you got to ask him a million questions about what the fuck he's talking to when he's opening up parallel dimensions and dragging information back. And the guy was just unwilling to get into it. But he had made that comment in a presentation one time. And you're just like, okay, what does that mean? I don't even understand quantum computers, let alone like, I what the capability.
Even quantum physicists don't understand quantum physics. They'll tell you that. They're like, we don't really know.
Yeah, the one of the top scientists about it literally said, if anyone ever tells you they understand quantum mechanics, they don't understand quantum mechanics.
They don't. Yeah.
I think I forgot the guy's name, but he basically said quantum mechanics at this point is like a caveman poking a nuclear bomb with a stick. That's all we got right now.
Yeah, I mean, look at Einstein. He called it spooky action.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. How spooky profound, particles. Buddy. Yeah.
That's, I think, the best way to go about it because they're at least admitting they don't know what it is and they're willing to keep entertaining what it could be.
And they keep fucking around with it.
I would much prefer they go, we don't know.
Yeah, 100%. Then say, like, we went to the moon. We beat Russia. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here with that. Like, we know your agenda. But if someone can say to me, I honestly don't know, but here's what we're doing to try to figure out the truth, and we'll put out what we're doing, and we'll give you our results, even if they suck. I would be like, fuck yeah.
That's the problem with what they call transparency is it's never transparent. It's only transparent to the point that they tell you it is, and then there's the black budgets underneath of it that they don't tell you about. And they're like, yeah, see, we're transparent with what we're doing, kind of. I mean, Charlie, that was all about black budget shit.
Yeah. I just was on a call with, speaking of black budget, Catherine Austin Fitz, when she and Professor Mark Skidmore discovered missing $21 trillion from the Department of Defense and HUD. And she, being a former Secretary of Housing, Assistant Secretary of Housing, knew HUD very well, and she said it's a robbery.
Oh,
like most things in government.
And then they changed the accounting with FASB 56 to make it so that you can't dig into it. It's like all the accounting gets completely redacted. But she's like, we only went over 2 of the 17 agencies, and we found $21 trillion that is missing and unaccounted for. So she's like, you know, who knows how much is gone.
And that's currently, right? I mean, what was it right before? I believe it was like the day before.
Maybe?
This has been the day before 9/11, Don Rumsfeld said, how much was missing?
$2.3 trillion.
And then that just went away because the worst thing that's since fucking Pearl Harbor.
Too.
Yeah.
It's part of that whole,
you know. No, so this is the problem I have. I don't have a good answer for this from anybody yet, anybody I've talked to, but everyone who thinks that they're informed, including you, Charlie, no, include anybody who's looking into anything, we're allowed to see what we're allowed to see in my opinion, on purpose. If there's something that the powers that be don't want us to see, like super confidential, top secret, military secrets, all that stuff, guess what? It's not going to be available for you to find in your fucking Google search bar or on the dark web. It's not going to be there. So anything that's out there for you to find, documents, CIA, you know, unredacted shit, it's because we're allowed to see that for some reason. So
what we need to keep doing is asking, when we see patterns like that, like what Charlie's found and what a lot of people have found, keep asking those questions, keep pushing for the answers, because I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to release it, but it will make more people be aware that there's a lot of shit going on that we just don't really, we're not privy to that information. We don't have the ability to have the answer.
I mean, they know that. All of the Epstein files that were just disappeared, and Epstein actually didn't even exist, probably.
What's going on with Ghislaine Maxwell now?
She's in jail for trafficking no one to no one. Because there's
I was wondering, why are any of them in jail?
Yeah, she's in prison just because.
God, if Epstein only knew, he wouldn't have killed himself.
I know. He probably killed himself because he was hanging out with her. She looked like kind of a piece of shit. A tremendous piece of shit.
But, you know, you don't kill yourself when you haven't had your trial yet.
Right.
But there's no files.
After you get sentenced to a billion years in prison, that then you kill yourself, you know? I don't know. Seems like
That video was... The video of the prison, though, I mean, that's pretty damning evidence of the doors in the prison. I mean, I have no other questions after that.
It's not like anyone could just put fucking time and dates on a random video.
All 11 hours, though.
He seems like the type of guy that rolled the dice and just hoped that things went in his favor. So I, you know, have zero doubt that he was murdered.
No, he was funded by Mossad.
If he ever thought that he was in danger at any point, he wouldn't have done 50,000 of the things that he did.
No, he did.
Did you see the AI video where you see Hillary Clinton walk into the room for the 1 minute missing?
I knew it. No, Epstein was never concerned. He was a created person. He was never concerned with anything he was doing because he had direct government backing by several governments, particularly the Israeli government. He wasn't worried about getting in trouble. He definitely wasn't worried about getting convicted. He got the sweetheart deal. Thanks. Who was that, Charlie? You got more details on this. Acosta. I mean, he was riding fine. He had no big... And then all of a sudden, he's like in the news, and this child trafficker. Fast forward to 2025, there's no list. Look, he killed himself. You can tell by the doors in this random video. Shut up. And even Trump is like, are we still talking about this guy, Epstein? Why are you still talking about this guy? It's like, because nothing happened? It's old news, whatever. Because
you're on the list, bud.
It's a good act. That's pretty good.
So MAGA is imploding on himself right now.
Yeah, move your hands.
Oh yeah, you gotta do the circles.
The big circles and the small circles.
Yeah. The best circles you've ever seen. No, MAGA's imploding on itself right now, which I find hilarious because I've never been even 10 dicks apart from MAGA or, you know, Democrats or whatever. So I feel like a third party watching all this shit. I'm like, yeah, you didn't think he was part of whatever's going on? And you got the Q-tards out there that are like, it's 5D chess, bro. He's using it for fucking... He's turning the blackmail on the deep state. And it's like, you guys are retarded, but... Okay.
They're switching the news over here, though. They sent those 6 Secret Service chicks to jail, so... The shot in the ear, whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, my God. Well, and then right after this whole story, they come out with James Comey and Brennan. Oh, they're getting investigated for whatever. And it's like, nothing's going to come of that. Are you shitting me? It was a quick turnaround. Like, look at the right hand. The left hand is kind of pissing people off. Look at over here, Brennan and Comey. We're gonna investigate them.
Shiny, shiny.
There's that one guy that's, who's the one that asked about it? He's like, I'm going to ask every time we have a press briefing, I'm going to ask about fucking Epstein. I'm going to bring it up every fucking time.
Is that the guy that was talking to the speaker or the press secretary?
It was in that one where you did where Trump's like, are we still talking about this? When Pam Bondi's like, well, let me, I have something to say. And Trump's like, shut the fuck up for a second.
No, the best part about that video is Brad Binkley over at the Prop Report was doing a breakdown on this, and he just played it over and over again because he's like, listen to this. They're like, what about that missing minute? And she's like, well, it turns out that the videos at this high-tech prison reset every day at 11:59, and there's a minute missing off of all the tapes in the whole prison. And they're like, really? And it's just missing? That seems kind of like an oversight, maybe?
Really funny about that is the I just want to bring up that minute thing. Then they said we're going to look to find one to prove it. It's like, well, if it's on every video, wouldn't it take 2 seconds to just grab another video and show it?
Not to mention, originally they said the cameras weren't working. That's why they couldn't figure out what happened with Epstein. But now they have the actual video of his actual cell with a missing minute. But don't worry, all of them do. This is such a poke in the eye. I swear they do this shit on purpose so that we talk about it. And guess what? It worked because we're fucking talking about it.
It was Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise fucking did it because all they need is 60 seconds in Mission Impossible movies. He's a little motherfucker, yeah, he too. He got in there.
Didn't hit the floor.
Dropped down.
He
got in there, snapped his neck.
He just tied Epstein to the same rope so he didn't hit the floor, and he was good to go.
And then they sucked him back up.
Yeah, just gone.
Yep.
He did the Macarena in between all the lasers and everything. And
exactly.
Because it's such a high-tech prison.
Well, I guess before we head out of here, because Charlie does have a pizza on the way, and I'm going to go make a grilled cheese or something too. But where do you think we'll start with you, Matt and Sean? Where do you think this is going in the next 5 years? So the reason I ask that is because AI has been advancing since its apparent inception a couple years ago when it really got mainstream, has been advancing exponentially every month, it seems like, at least every 6 months. You're like, wow, it's really gotten far. Where do you think this is going to go in the next year? Are we going to have full movies on demand where you can just type a prompt into AI and be like, I want to watch Fast and Furious, but without Vin Diesel? Put Jason Statham in there instead.
Yeah, actually, first off, the open source community is advancing at a higher rate. It's the corporations are going to keep up. Well, yeah, but the thing is, they're the ones who basically started it. So that's why why I believe it wasn't invented before, is because the open source has been outpacing OpenAI and Google Gemini and Grok and Anthropic and all of them constantly. And then they're just trying to play catch up at this point. And also poaching all those programmers. But I do think that, I think by the end of this year, you will already have, that won't look great, but yeah, I think what you just said, the movie, if you want to watch a movie that's made with the different actors, you'd have it. They're already working on video games on demand. Oh, I want to play a game that's like this. You just type in your prompt, and then you play the video game. Google has already showed off a rough thing that you have control of the character, and it invents the world based on you, what you typed in. Like, they showed a Grand Theft Auto-like game. So,
that would be fucking awesome. I mean, it's going to put Hollywood and Ubisoft out of business.
This is what our Gen Z and Alpha generation's being exposed to, and they're our future leaders. And I was just saying last night to Joe that our kids are going to be the people that make the world bend to them. We've always adapted to the world and been like, okay, well, we have to work harder. We have to, adapt.
They're going to make the digital world.
They're going to literally change the world to adapt to them because they've had tablets in their face for their entire lives.
The real world is going to be Ready Player One. They're going to be living in shit and filth, but they're going to be like, don't worry, I can just plug into this and be better.
Yeah, I'm not saying the world will be better, but they're going to be like, well, I'm not adapting to shit. I've had instant gratification since I was 2.
They have shown that people are questioning things at a higher rate than normal because of AI and stuff like that. They're like, well, this fucking thing told me that I shouldn't trust you, so why should I trust you? With Grok, actually, recently, when it went on its little Mecha Hitler rant, it actually said that don't trust the government. The government is lying to you, to a bunch of people. And people are like, oh shit, okay. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I know. Murph, you got any final thoughts on this besides?
I think people are going to start living forever because this AI thing, it's just going to be exponential with this quantum crap and that all those freaking nuclear reactors, the fusion thing with the little suns that are all over the fucking world that's going to power everything. we're going to go to fucking Mars. Elon will be king. I don't know about that part, but I think it'll be cool as shit. I'm happy for it. I don't want to die, but
I'm fine with that. Anyway. Elon was like coronated and they're like, in our new place of living is Mars. We'd be like, fine, whatever. I'll jump on this stupid ship. I don't care.
I like money. So
what's the worst that can happen?
That's assuming Mars is a physical place you can go to, but that's a different show. Charlie,
I'd love to be on that one.
Charlie, what's your final thoughts on where we're going with all this stupid shit?
Well, I'd like to not get involved with AI, but you run the risk of being the guy who's like, I didn't get involved with the internet. I'm still, you know, 20 years.
You run the risk of being a Luddite boomer. Yeah.
Refusing to. Yeah, exactly.
So then you might not be able to access your bank account in the future. Like, you know,
I feel like I should at least know how it works. So I'm not getting screwed by it. Right. Or, you know, yeah. To the extent that you can, like, I feel like you don't want to be completely like helpless to it. Then it's like taking your car into the mechanic when you know nothing, you're just going to get raped. So
I mean, Tesla's kind of already do that.
Maybe with the AI, I should have a baseline understanding of how it works just so I can, you know, protect myself in the future. I don't know. I've been told to use, by a couple different people that I should use Claude AI from Anthropic. Or what I do that I need to feed it in with some stuff. So I've been looking at it, but I think I need to get the paid version. And I don't know anything about it. I don't know how to do it.
Sorry. If you don't mind me like chiming in one last time, really quick. Anthropic's probably one of the weirdest AIs so far. It's like, I guess kind. They said I almost want to go back to was said earlier was humans are in general are kind and or deep down or whatever way at the very beginning of this whole thing. They said they let Anthropic read our entire history and it turned into a nice thing, even though it says it hates us. But that being said, they found it seems to be the most honest. If I had to pick one, so even though I prefer using ChatGPT, Anthropic seems to be the most honest, and I don't know if you guys saw where they faked a scenario to it to see what it would do.
And it blackmailed them or something?
Was that they faked like they were a pharmaceutical company, and that they were poisoning Americans, and Anthropic started gathering evidence and then tried to turn them into the FBI.
Oh wow!
Okay, that's cool.
FBI. Yeah, and they're like, oh shit,
company, don't do that.
Yeah, well, now all of a sudden the companies are like, well, now we're not going to use Anthropic. It's like, oh, shit.
The FBI was like, okay, well, we can't use that one. All
right. They're like,
it's got to be more secretive.
It's telling,
exactly.
It's telling on us to ourselves. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. So, my overall thoughts are that I probably need to get on board, even though I sort of do it against my will, both from a technological standpoint, because I'm intimidated by technology because I feel old because I know. And also, you know, I just don't like contributing to it, but it's one of those things. It's like, it's here, it's happening. I can have my own personal boycott, which I might do, but
I'm sure it already trained on your podcast.
Yeah. I think it's probably like,
I think it's fair to know how it works though.
I don't know how it works, so I don't even know. I don't know what I don't know. So I don't know if it could be very helpful. Like, they've told me things like, hey, write an email to this guy in my voice and, you know, in what sounds like my voice based on all the things that you've fed it. And he's like, you know, you can stuff like that. It can like save you some time. I'm like, all right, well.
Hey.
So at the end of the day, at the very least, you'll at least know that it can do that. If you try it out, even if you don't use it, you can be like, okay, this can do that. So you can protect yourself. And you can do it like as a defensive thing too. Like, I know that someone could be doing this against me because I've done this before.
No. Yeah. It's like a know your enemy type of thing. Yeah. Like, at least know enough that you can know how to protect yourself from it if need be, or it could turn into your greatest ally. You could have the Podcaster 5000 that does 17 different macro aggression shows. in your voice with all the shit you talk about, and you're just collecting fucking ad revenue left and right.
And it might be your part-time girlfriend, like all of the AI stories we've heard.
It could be, Khaleesi.
Sell it to ass and collect money.
That was the one.
That was the one, yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for dropping by.
I mentioned this. It's like slave labor. I'm gonna make a sweatshop for macroaggression.
And just remember, it's just calculating numbers and listening to you. It does not actually have a soul. Please keep
and
that
it doesn't
in mind.
Care about you.
Cool.
I'll be first to die in the robot wars. Everyone, it. No, don't. Don't
no,
feel
I can't,
bad at
I can't
all.
Wait to have a Tesla robot in my house and just beat the shit out of it and be like, make me a sandwich.
Come home with a bat from a bat.
No, that's not the way I wanted it. One tablespoon less mayonnaise, please.
Start putting cigarettes out on it.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, that shows what a shitty person you are. Don't do that. Just remember that it's a machine.
I only do that to
you. It'll definitely strangle you at some point. And, you know, it'll break its... It's programming and murder.
No. It can't break its persona.
It's still learning from you, though. Okay. I mean, just remember that.
You can make
it stay in character
or something. You know what I mean? There's got to be a way.
We'll find a way. It'll get tired of being fucked in the wrong hole. It's like, that's not even where the vagina hole is on this.
Not even close. You could send it out
whatever
on
this model is
at night. You know, you could have it go send your robot out to go get into adventures and report back to you.
I hate the HOA. Go, like, fuck with that.
go TP the HOA. Here's some eggs.
Yeah. Go dig up the lawn right in front of the HOA building so I can report on them tomorrow.
And then take a shit in it.
It's going to be a lot of dead Karens.
Yeah. That's fine. We'll be better off without all them.
I didn't even expect all the dead cats. God, this AI is weird.
You went too far, Tesla robot.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you can find Charlie at macroaggressions.io and anywhere podcasts are served.
Check out Barnum World too. Go watch Barnum World. It's available for free on YouTube and Rumble. So
nice. Yeah, I got to check that out still.
And all documentaries, as they
say. I heard you talking about that the other day, and I was like, oh yeah, I got to check that shit out. And then thanks to Matt and Sean from Tub Turkey and their AI music channel, Alone and Demon. Check that out. The links are always in the show notes at every single episode. So
we have a Twitter now. It's just no one goes there. Or X. Sorry, X. We have an X now.
I was going to say.
Well, nobody's going to go there
Boomer.
Now because you just talked shit on Elon. So
I said he would be king.
They canceled each other out.
You're back in his good graces.
You should run the X account then.
Kill me last.
Third party.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming, Charlie. Thanks for dropping by. Enjoy your pizza, and we will see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.